What do Justin Bieber and Barack Obama have in common? They both have Clout, that's K-L-O-U-T, a three-year-old startup that measures how much influence people have online. Justin Bieber has a perfect 100 Clout score, the president not so shabby at 91, and I'm close behind with, well, not that close, with 39. Hey, I just started tweeting at Here and Now, Robin. At Here and Now is doing better at 51. Clout scores are supposed to gauge how much influence you wield online. People with high scores are getting everything from free flights to all-expense-paid trips. Did I mention I'm at Here and Now, Robin? Low clout scores have cost some people a job. Jason Tanz is a New York editor with Wired magazine. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Jason, what's your clout score?
My clout, actually, I just checked it before I came. It's 54, which is up a little bit.
Which is the same as Scott Simons, NPR's Scott Simons, wow. Which is why we have questions because, you know, I've just started tweeting, for instance. I'm my apologies. I keep forgetting. I'm terrible at it. I'm trying. And I'm 30, whatever I was, 39. And here is Scott Simon with 1.2 million Twitter followers, and he's only 54. So how does it work?
Yeah, well, they actually keep the algorithm somewhat secret, much as Google didn't announce their algorithms for how they came up with their search results because they don't want people to game them. But basically, it's some combination of, you know, the number of followers that you have, the amount of time that you're retweeted, and also the influence of the people who follow you and retweet you. So it is kind of a feedback loop. The higher the clout scores of the people who retweet you, the higher your clout score is as well.
And so I guess they're saying that Scott's millions of NPR listeners who are retweeting him are maybe not as important as half right. of the people who might be world leaders who are retweeting the president.
I guess Scott's mom maybe doesn't have the clout that others might.
No, well, actually, she wields the most. But
yeah,
I hear what you're saying. So there's sort of some sort of a ratings to all of this. And is it really true that somebody might actually have lost a job because of their clout score?
The story this guy tells is that he was at a job interview. Now, it was at a marketing company. You know, he wasn't doing something totally unrelated, but he was at a marketing firm and they pulled up his clout score. You don't actually have, you may have a clout score without taking any kind of, you know, active interest in clout on your part, as long as if you're on Twitter, you very well may be scored by the company. That's all public information. So he actually had a clout score without his knowledge. It was deemed way too low, and they basically ended the interview right then.
It's awful. It's like being shut out of the country club or something.
Yes,
right,
it's
there.
A lot like that, yeah.
Well, is that just one story you've heard, or have you heard of other instances where not having a clout score is negative for you?
You know, for the most part, it's more that they are trying to positively reward people with high clout scores. For instance, there have been hotels that have kind of surreptitiously given people upgrades because they have high clout.
Well, in fact, Wired writes about the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas upgrading people surreptitiously. Why would they do that?
Well, the idea is that you're going to be influencing, you're going to be getting these people who have a lot of clout, these influencers, to write nice things about you. So, you know, people who tweet a lot who say, oh my gosh, I got this free upgrade at the Palms, that's amazing. And then all of my followers are going to see that I had a good experience with the Palms. That's generally speaking the philosophy behind this.
Well, but it worked. Wired writes the Palms had only the 17th largest social networking following among Las Vegas-based hotel casinos. But after they did this upgrade, it jumped to third on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, there is a long history of trying to influence the influencers, right? You know, anytime everybody who goes to the Academy Awards gets a gift bag with all sorts of free stuff, that's because they are seen to be influential people who, you know, will be seen with this handbag or with that tie, and it'll make other people want them more. That starts trickling down when you look at what started happening with blogs. You learned, okay, you don't have to be a celebrity to start getting free stuff. There was this woman who went by the name of Deuce. She's what's called a mommy blogger. She wrote about, you know, parenting, basically. And she essentially got a free washing machine because of her influence as a blogger. So this is just kind of the next step in that progression. You know, now you don't even need a blog. You can just have a strong Twitter following, and you can be seen as an influencer by people, and folks want to get in your good graces and get you talking about them.
Well, and that's what Clout hopes. I mean, they hope that companies, airlines, stores start using clout scores to somehow give perks to people in the hopes that those people will then use social media to talk about them. But, you know, a couple questions. First of all, we've been reading lately, especially with the elections coming up, how much social media can be manipulated, that people are actually hiring people to raise their Twitter usage, for instance, to make it look like they have more tweets. We know of people who've hired people to have them show up higher in a Google search. So how can you trust these things?
Yeah, I think that's a very valid question. And, you know, your clout score is not audited by anybody. It just comes from the company. They don't even tell you precisely how they calculate it. So there's a lot of people are kind of freaked out about the idea that this number that they see as potentially quite arbitrary is having some sort of influence over their lives.
Well, in fact, the job interviewee that we mentioned at the beginning, didn't he tell you that he turned around and raised his clout score by tweeting a lot or something? He could raise his.
Sure, which isn't necessarily to say that that's artificial.
Right.
You know, if you put energy into it, you can become more influential if you take care into crafting the kinds of tweets that are going to get retweeted and that kind of thing. On the other hand, you're right. There are bots that sign up. You know, I have a couple thousand followers. I don't know how many of those are real people and how many of them are spam bots. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's all very hazy, and it's a little unclear precisely how these things are being calculated.
We just saw GM pull its advertising off of Facebook. We saw Facebook have a, not the IPO they thought they would. Is it possible that there are people who are right in saying your clout online isn't that important?
I work at Wired, and one of the questions we always face anytime there's some new internet company or new kind of medium like social media, and you have to exhibit a fair amount of skepticism. Now, that being said, look, there's a lot of really important communication going on Twitter and Facebook. I don't think anybody would gainsay that. I think the question is, you know, how do you monetize it? How does it really become a new medium and live up to this, the expectations that we all have of it? And, you know, how you get from point A to point B is not a clear path. So it's going to take a lot of experimentation and a lot of companies like Facebook and probably Cloud to try to figure out that path.
Well, the other thing, though, it does speak to is no matter how old you get, no matter how far away from school, whatever, people like to be graded.
It's a weird quirk of our psychology that when we see a number attached to our name, we want it to go up. And this hews nicely to the trend towards gamification, which is putting game-like features, you know, badges and points and leaderboards and things like that on non-game aspects of our lives. Clout kind of turns Twitter into a game. You try to get your score as high as you can. Again, it does sort of change the character of social networking to a degree. It sort of bends it to clout's will because that is so powerful, the idea of having a score and wanting to maximize it. For some reason, even though we know it's sort of silly, that's how we're wired. We want to play that game.
That's Jason Tanz, New York editor for Wired Magazine on clout scores, K-L-O-U-T. We'll have more at hereandnow.org. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.
So if you want to brag on your clout score and maybe help us increase ours, did I mention that my Twitter handle at Here and Now Robin? Just tweet us your score. We'd love to see how well you do. Also at Here and Now. Back in 1 minute with a great summer read, Here and Now.